Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Houston, we have a problem. We have a major problem in Houston, and it's not with regards to our aerospace industry. It's regarding our constitutional liberties, the freedom of religion and freedom of conscience. We'll talk about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, what we see happening in Houston is not only what's to come, it's what's here. These five pastors, two of them, by the way, are members of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference Canela Board, and one's an executive board member. I serve as a board member and also chief counsel for that organization. They've had their sermons subpoenaed, and this is by the mayor, who is an open homosexual, a woman, and the city attorney. They're all complicit in this, trying to intimidate pastors into silence. It's not because they want to see what's in their sermons. They probably don't even realize, because they're so unfamiliar with church, that they could go to the websites of these churches, and most churches publish the pastor's sermons online. They could get the whole thing in living color right there online. And it's not that they want to see what's in them. It's what they want to do, and they want to intimidate pastors into silence.
This is the corrupt, powerful hand of government coming down upon the freedom of religion. But it's much more than that. This situation in Houston, for a little background here, this is about the so-called Equal Rights Ordinance in Houston, otherwise known as the Bathroom Bill. This is a bill that would allow men into women's and girls' locker rooms and showers and bathroom facilities and so forth to expose themselves, like the case we had out in Washington State, where a full-grown man was exposing himself to 17-year-old girls. Girls as young as 6 years old frequent the locker room, and he not only was he not arrested, that they had to apologize for asking him to leave because of their equal rights ordinance in Washington. Well, the same thing happened in Houston, and the people pushed back when the mayor pushed through this so-called equal rights ordinance that would do the same thing, and they got 55,000 signatures when they only needed 17,000, 55,000 petition signatures to overturn this, to put it on the ballot so the people could vote, or to simply overturn it and have the city council overturn it. Well, it was certified by the city secretary. The signatures were good. The ballot measure passed, until the mayor comes along with the city attorney, and they throw out two-thirds, 38,000 disqualified signatures. Totally corrupt. The signatures were already certified, but in undoing this ordinance, they pushed back. They filed a lawsuit. The citizens filed a lawsuit. And so that's when the mayor steps in and tries to intimidate pastors who weren't even party to the lawsuit, subpoenas their sermons to send a shot over the bow of other pastors and other Christians who might seek to push back against this radical LGBT agenda. And so here we are today with one of the grossest violations of the First Amendment that we've seen by a government official. And as you point out, Matt, this is just the beginning.
Here's from the Declaration of Independence. See if this sounds familiar. They're giving, as the Declaration, different reasons that impel them to the separation. Speaking of the King of Great Britain, he has refused his assent to the laws, the whole most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He's forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, so that they really can't get together. He's dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with mainly firmness his invasions of the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time, and after it goes on and on, what he's basically doing is he has, it says, obstructed the administration of justice. He's made judges dependent upon his will. What he's doing is he's not allowing the people in the colonies to actually engage in the political process.
Right.
And
Sounds familiar?
I mean, here's what the mayor is doing. Here they have a petition process. the city council passed this unbelievably intrusive, what's called the bathroom bill.
A sexual harassment bill.
Yeah, basically. Which would allow men to go into women's dressing rooms, locker rooms.
Sexual predators.
Shower rooms, predators, and they say, I just identify as a man, as a female, and I want to use the women's facilities. And it has all these other intrusive situations. So the people of Houston and the pastors and churches got together. They only needed 17,000 signatures. They got 55,000, well more than enough. It was certified. It should be on the ballot. They should be voting for it this November. And guess what? The mayor and the city attorney throw them out.
So they've already been certified by the city secretary, who has sole responsibility for certifying. So they didn't even follow the protocols.
Here's this mayor, the first openly homosexual lesbian mayor to be elected in the history of Houston, throws him out, has no authority to do it. Now, there's litigation over that to overturn that decision. Hopefully that'll be successful before the November ballot, but it's coming close. But in the meantime, there's five pastors who are not part of the litigation.
Yeah.
They were part, however, of a large consortium of pastors who were speaking out against the measure. In fact, two of the pastors, the NHCLC pastors, Hernan and Mazda, they signed a letter in April of this year opposing the bill. It was sent out on NHCLC letterhead. Now they get their sermons subpoenaed.
Yeah.
Well, what's that about?
Now,
that's all about intimidation.
Intimidation, bullying, trying to silence the pastors. Now, I've read leftist posts that say, and the mayor is laboring under the gross misconception that because they were, quote, politicking from the pulpit, that their subpoenas are, quote, fair game. Nonsense.
Yeah.
These pastors have every right from the pulpit to get involved in moral issues and oppose legislation as long as it's not the primary purpose of what they're doing from the pulpit.
Even with regards to the legislation, this is legislation. This is not a political candidate for office.
Yeah.
They have the right to attach their name and their title and their church
and from the
name
pulpit.
Opposing that particular piece of legislation from the pulpit.
And that doesn't open it up to subpoena. They're still covered and protected by the First Amendment.
And it's not a tax exemption issue. No church has ever, ever lost its tax exemption for engaging in lobbying activity, which is what it is. It's not political intervention. There's no candidate that's on the election ballot that they're dealing with. They have a right to do it. But what the mayor wants to do is intimidate them. Well, maybe your tax exemption's that. No, it's not. Now they are backing up and say, well, we don't really want their sermons. We want their, quote, speeches. Well, what's the difference?
Oh, that's hilarious. You know, if they want to play the game of semantics, then I guess the pastors could play the game of semantics. Well, since we don't give anything but sermons from the pulpit, we've never given speeches. We have nothing to give you. I guess that's what they can give them if they want to play the semantical, you know, game. But the reality is, Matt, the left is trying to come up with this excuse that this is somehow permissible for her to do this. This is as a smoking gun, absolute, undeniable, inarguable violation of these pastors' First Amendment. There is no cover, no legal cover whatsoever here.
Well, these pastors won't comply with such a request. Now, do they care about whether somebody sees what they say? No. I mean, most churches post their sermons and in their videotapes online. So most churches, you can go to any church and you can find out what the pastor said, not only last week, but, you know, six months ago. It's not about releasing information. It's about they're not going to be intimidated by this government, and nor should they be.
That's right. And, you know, Governor Mike Huckabee and Eric Metaxas and others have called for Christians around the country to mail and pastors sermons to the Houston mayor as well as Bibles. We're hoping that thousands of Bibles and sermons will be mailed to this mayor. Maybe she can learn something about the sin lifestyle that she's pushing.
Yeah, this is an amazing moment in history. It's a moment that you're witnessing. You're not reading about it in a foreign country. This is, unfortunately, in America. This is not the America that you and I want. We need to stand firm. Join Liberty Council. We're working with two of those five pastors. Go to lc.org for more information. You can also support Liberty Council with your contribution. Stand with us as we stand with those around the country. Again, the website is lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Stand with Liberty Council in your prayers. We're entering into a battle that has just ratcheted up in intensity. But also, we need your financial support because the battles are going to increase. They already are increasing, whether it's these pastors or some other person across the country that is being confronted, I should say assaulted, with this radical, intolerant, homosexual, same-sex marriage agenda. We will stand with them, and we need to be in every one of those places possible. We can only do it first through your prayers, because we know that we are in a spiritual battle, but secondly, it's also a cost, and now is the time for you to stand up and speak with, stand with others who are on the front lines, who are the targets of these assaults. Go to lc.org. You can call Liberty Council 800-671-1776. Continue to support Liberty Council regularly with your financial contributions.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.